Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Wow, get in amongst it. It is Friday. Feel-good Friday. It's here. And by Stephen's... Wow! He's feeling really good.
Well, they say the money shouldn't change you, but my first show as a millionaire, I do feel a little bit different.
Wow.
Well,
there's just
a different, I don't know, aura around the show, I'd say.
Well, I did see that the Powerball winner was, I think it was from Hamilton, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen any of the news, but I'm just, I know I had the winning ticket, so yeah. At the moment I've got a bit of a Schrodinger's ticket, I'd say. I mean, you know, like...
You're both the winner and the loser.
But at the moment it is the winning ticket until we choose it.
Yeah, you got the physical tickets, don't you?
Yeah, I do,
I'm guessing you refuse to scan it using the app?
No, I've got to go in and have a look.
Right.
Yeah, so I've got to go into the, to the news agent.
Just like in the old days, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Superstitious. Do you want me to scan it with my app?
No, absolutely not. You're not allowed. You'll steal my winnings.
Oh, don't worry. It's not the winning ticket. I'll just take it and put it in the bin for you.
Yeah, kind of gear to come,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Ari, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, it was really good. I saw my best friend. I saw the big fluff ball, the big Vegas. So
Vegas!
That's my partner's 14-year-old Labrador, sorry. So he's still chugging along. He looks fantastic. So I gave him a brush and a cuddle yesterday.
Aww.
And yeah, seeing him again today. Like I said, he's my best friend. I love him. But yeah, no, had a great dinner with mum and dad. Everyone's well. I'm loving it.
Good stuff. What was for dinner?
Oh, okay. Lamb cutlets.
Oh, somebody won the Powerball in advance.
No, that's just my mum's cooking. She's a beautiful cook.
Wow. There you go. All you would want in life, cuddling a dog and a lamb cutlet.
I'd ask you what you've done, Cravo, but you cannot top that.
Nah, how could you? It's impossible. Many people have tried and few have succeeded.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
All right, so last night I was already asleep and my wife Emmy wakes me up and said, "Did we win the Powerball?"
Oh,
I was like,
what time's this?
I don't know.
Not right after the draw.
No,
that way goes.
It was about like 10:30 or something.
Oh, right, yeah.
Fair enough.
I was like, how would I possibly know that? You know when you've fallen into a deep sleep and you're woken up at
night?
It's
so annoying, isn't it? Like,
I said, how would I possibly know that?
You're trying your best not to be snappy.
Yeah, but you can't help it.
Because people don't understand that, like, actually, my alarm is going off in like 5.5 hours or something, you know? Like, this isn't time to muck around. This is sleeping time.
This is sleeping time. And on the telly just then we just saw... That one of the, there's $200 million winners, mm-hmm. and one is someone in New South Wales. Now, Stephen, you reckon you've got the winning ticket?
Well, I am in New South Wales.
So far, the stars are aligning. Ari, you're shaking your head.
I just think that you've gotten your hopes up too much. It's like, you just need to chill out because odds are it is not in your favour.
No, someone's got to win it. Why not me?
And in New South Wales.
Okay,
I mean, my odds just got significantly more favourable than they were before.
And $100 million, Stephen, that's not bad, is it?
I'd take it, yeah.
You'd take it, even though it was not the full 200?
Yeah, I'd be a little bit disappointed, I think, but I reckon I would overcome that sadness quite quickly.
By swimming in a bathtub of money is probably your solution.
You know what? I kind of hope that you don't win it, Stephen, because... One,
rude.
You didn't want to share it with any of your good friends like us. Like, that's just awful after I said that I would share it with you guys. But second of all, you'd quit your job and we need you. So I'd miss you too much.
I wouldn't quit my job. I love it here.
No,
yeah,
okay.
This is the best job in the world. What are you talking about? You're the only one talking about quitting.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And Jared, there's a manhunt underway for a gentleman with a sword.
Yes, police rushed to a business on Belmont Street in Swansea on Wednesday night. They received reports of an armed robbery where the two young staff members were threatened with a sword before the offender made off with cash.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, a sword. It's a bit of a gnarly weapon.
Yes. Where would you even source one? You know?
Exactly.
Question.
And like carrying it to the venue. Like, yeah, just like just so on your back.
Do you have it in a scabbard?
Yeah. Is that what that's called?
I think so. That's the one that
isn't
hangs
it like a sheath.
Yeah.
Or is that for knives?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I thought it was a sheath as well. I love the idea of him unsheathing it, you know, from his belt buckle. That's
maybe
crazy.
Scabbard might be, I'm not sure.
It's old-timey anyway.
Well, like a pirate, yeah.
Yeah,
Like a pirate.
I'm just looking.
On guard, sir.
Doing a little live Google. A scabbard is a sheath for the blade of a sword or dagger. Typically made of leather or metal.
There you go, Crevo.
Educational and...
Nerd.
Yeah, Crevo's coming to trivia night.
Actually, who went last night?
Well, I did.
The team. There we go. Who's the biggest nerd?
Pretty used
to. Yeah, indeed.
In all seriousness, though, thankfully neither of the employees were physically hurt. Attention turning now to tracking down the culprit.
Mm.
He's described as being about 30 years old, blue eyes, was wearing a grey hoodie and black pants. Anyone with information, contact Crime Stoppers.
There you go. In other news, changing pace a little bit, another heat wave incoming.
Yes, it feels like only a couple of days ago we were baking under the 40-degree weather, and it's about to happen again.
Oh, great.
Authorities have issued the warning for locals to keep themselves safe over the next few days. The temperature's supposed to get to about 34 today, dropping a bit tomorrow to 30, before soaring into the low 40s Sunday, Monday, and should ease by Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Prepare your zooper doopers.
Absolutely.
Stopped. Non-official advice from me.
And I'll be unsheathing a few zoopers on the weekend.
Just have a full bandolier of them around your chest at all times. You know what? That's not such a crazy idea.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We love talking about Vladimir Putin and his absolute, I guess, bizarreness. He's so weird in some ways, isn't he?
The only problem is, since we've started talking about him more frequently, I do find myself looking over my shoulder more and more.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's a scary man, isn't he?
Very scary man. But the latest thing he's done is to say, and this is such a ridiculous claim, that he only earns $180,000 a year.
No, he's not.
That is his claim, right?
Claim to where? To who?
Yeah.
To the people of Russia.
He insists that, to the people of Russia. And he says he lives, this is what he said to the people of Russia, that he lives in a modest 74-square-meter apartment in central Moscow.
You know what he's trying to do? I think it's in a campaign to be more appealing to the people. He's like, oh, I'm just like you. You know, I'm on a modest living.
His everyday washing is what he's doing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you're right.
So this is so ridiculous because while he was making that claim in the actual room, he was wearing a $60,000 Patek Philippe watch. You know, those super high-end designer watches. Also, he's just bought a new house on the outskirts of Russia, of Moscow. And you can see it from, like, Google Maps. It's a palace-like holding. They estimating the value at $2 billion.
Oh, okay, come on.
I think we found our missing Powerball winner. What do you mean? On $180,000 a year, you're paying $2 billion for a mansion.
What's the mortgage on that? How's he affording the repayments? Interest rates are through the roof.
Well, that's it. What did he buy a few Bitcoin early days, did he, or something? Buy low, sell high.
Even if he did that, that wouldn't explain the estimated between 2 and 3 dozen private jets that he owns.
Well, that's it. Sometimes if he wants people gone, he just gets rid of a private jet.
That's
collateral, isn't it?
He's got plenty of those. Remember that? Yeah, that person went missing, the opponent of his.
Yeah.
How about this? He has a number of palatial mega yachts, including one of these yachts, which is worth an estimated $900 million.
Oh, get out.
So when did this $180,000 a year salary start?
Well, I don't know.
As of when he said it, was it?
Or was it 1,000 years ago and he's collected the interest from the entire time?
Wow.
Even reports claim he has high-end houses to the size of palaces in places like the south of France and even New York.
It's outrageous, isn't it? Like, I mean, obviously everyone's going to call him out on this lie. What did he think was going to happen? Everyone went, oh, man, he is doing... Cost of living's hitting everyone, even Putin. I mean, what?
As far back as 2018, they estimated his real net worth was about $300 billion.
I reckon that could be unders.
Well, that's in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they actually believe he's the richest man in the world. Above, like, Elon Musk is official ranks top, but they think, like, really it's probably Putin.
Maybe he just thought after a while, oh, I'm too rich. I'm too rich. I'm going to drop my own salary back. Maybe he thought that. I don't know.
When you've got that much money, salary's meaningless.
Yeah, true.
And also, what I've heard about Putin, I don't think he's making that kind of decision.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, he might say it, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, neither.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
And massive news in the F1 world. I mean, I feel like even if you don't follow motorsport, Lewis Hamilton is a household name.
Of course he is.
Up there with, like, Tiger Woods.
Correct.
And, like, LeBron James and those athletes.
Peter Brock?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Those athletes that, even if you don't follow that sport.
Stephen Jones.
Yeah, you know, they're all thereabouts. Those athletes that you see their face and you know who they are. Instantly recognisable. Yeah.
Also, I think he's one of the coolest people in the world.
I would agree as well. He's got a lot of style, doesn't he? Yeah. And he's been very successful in his F1 career, particularly at his tenure with Mercedes, which is rumoured to be coming to an end. It looks like he's on the verge of signing with Ferrari for the 2025 season.
Yeah, right.
This is huge.
Oh, my God.
Now, both Mercedes and Ferrari are refusing to comment on this.
Yeah,
this
so no one's confirmed it yet.
But there's, like, the rumour mill is in heavy swing at this point, which it seems like that's what's happening, isn't it?
What excites me is I'm such a, like, bandwagon F1 fan, for lack of a better term. Yeah. Like how I watch the tennis only at the Australian Open. I watch the F1 every year when Drive to Survive comes out on Netflix.
That's when I watch it.
And I cannot wait to see all the drive. Because Drive to Survive, they make it a bit more Hollywood than it really is.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see the edit they have around his, you know, sensational, dramatic move. Mm. It's so exciting.
That'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Are you an F1 watcher, Ari?
Not generally. If it's on the TV, if Dad's watching it or something.
You'll
and
just
we just
join in.
Yeah, bandwagon
as well. Yeah.
My general consensus is, oh, they've done another lap around a round track. Brilliant. I'm not sitting down for 4 hours to watch that.
The whole thing.
When you get a little half-hour episode,
that makes it digestible, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, massive, massive move for not only the F1 world, but sporting world in general. It'll be interesting to see what he's getting paid at Ferrari as well to get him across. Yeah. It'll be one of the biggest contracts in sporting history.
It'll be more, like, at least 10% more than where he is.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be massive. Regardless of what it is, it'll be eye-watering money.
What do you reckon amount-wise?
I don't even want to hazard it, I guess.
50...
million?
I was going to say 1,000.
Oh,
yeah, more than that. Ari's closer.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe 20 mil. Yeah, I reckon.
20 mil.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Yeah, of course, plenty to be done around Newcastle on the Hunter this weekend. And
always
there'll be
is.
A more extensive list on newfm.com.au later this arvo.
That's so the big list. Everything's there.
Well, make sure you check that out. But we don't have, you know, we don't have the luxury of unlimited time. So I've highlighted a few of my favourites. Starting with this afternoon, of course, the Knights Fan Fest, which is happening from 4:30 to 7 tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium.
And I believe our very own Joel from the Live and Local Drive Home is going to be there.
Correct.
Too.
He'll be broadcasting live from McDonald Jones Stadium,
lucky
which is cool.
Bugger.
And you'll be able to have, like, autograph signings with the players, maybe Joel as well. Jumping castle there, photo booth, face painting, balloon twisting, a whole heap more.
You get the selfies with Joel as well.
Yeah.
Happy day.
I'm sure he'll be happy to oblige with that.
Yeah.
And what's, I guess, the best bit about this event is it's free. So
even better.
Happy days.
Put that wallet back in your pocket. No need to get it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just a PSA, if traffic is a little bit, you know, a bit more painful around that area, you know, as the work crunch kind of happens, you'll know why. There's
nothing
people
is.
There who are going for the fan fest, but free event, you get to see the players ahead of the season. Should be pretty cool,
Heaps
I think.
Fun.
To round out your Friday night, how's this for timing? Starting at 8 p.m. at the Civic Theatre tonight is Raw Comedy 2024.
Oh!
That'll be so good.
So this is the country's largest and most prestigious open mic comedy competition.
Sick.
And it's coming to Nui.
Ah, that's perfect.
That's what you want.
So you finish at the fan fest, and then in your car you go, bop, away, off to the Civic Theatre. Bang, you start more comedy.
What car is that? Are you driving in a tractor?
I don't know.
The 1800s?
Other stuff going on. In Broadmeadow as well, in town at the Nui Entertainment Centre on Sunday is the Newcastle Caravan Camping and Holiday Expo.
Oh, that's always an absolute blast.
That's expected to get a lot of people there too.
I think so. I think you were saying the in-laws are starting to get themselves ready for Grey Nomad era, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're actually going to this expo. They're pumped for it. They're going to be there all day.
Yeah, caravanners go wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the best way to get over the back-to-work blues,
yep,
is to have yourself another holiday.
To look forward to.
All right, moving to the Valley on Sunday at Bonvilla Estate in Colburn. They've got their La Vendange, I think I'm saying that right.
Ooh.
So Vendange is like harvest time in France. And it's like they get all excited with the, you know, it's like big wine season, I guess. They pick all the grapes and stuff like that.
Lovely.
So Bonvilla Estate is hosting its very own Vendange event. Huge day of picking, stomping, grazing and sipping in the Hunter Valley.
Oh, this is a bit of fun. This is right up my alley. You
and also, kind of genius from them. You get all the, you know, punters to pick the grapes, then pay for the wine.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Very done up the work.
Free labour, isn't
yeah.
it?
Very smart.
So I think that would be a lot of fun. And the final thing as well to note that I've highlighted is we've got an A-League doubleheader in Newcastle
Let's
this weekend.
Let's not forget
so,
that.
Men playing Saturday, they're against Victory at McDonald Jones Stadium. And then at number 2 sports ground, you find the ladies on Sunday evening, they're against Wellington Phoenix.
That's it. New FM's very own Ryan Scott, raring and ready to go for the big game.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Sydney Sweeney is one of the world's biggest stars.
Love her.
Now, if you've been under a rock and unfamiliar, she stars in White Lotus, Euphoria, and the new Anyone But You movie, which is like that rom-com, which is in cinemas at the moment, or just maybe out of cinemas now, I don't know.
Alongside Glenn Powell.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that man. Anyway, yeah.
And they're like, their off-screen chemistry, I think, is as fun as their, like, on-screen characters.
Oh, indeed.
All their interviews are so, like, I don't know. Anyway, this is not what I want to really talk about because, you know, she has starred in all these kind of, like, big productions, big TV and big film.
Sure.
But a real barometer of fame and a real mum I've made it moment was a couple of weeks ago, she appeared on the YouTube series Hot Ones.
Oh, now that is a big deal. This
yeah.
is where they eat basically their chicken wings, isn't it?
Yeah, and they get yeah. increasingly hotter in terms of like spicy level.
Damn, couldn't do that.
As they go on and they do an interview. It's hosted by Sean Evans. It's like massive.
This is tens of millions of views every week.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a big, big show.
So it's like a confessions show, isn't it?
It's kind of like, it's just, nah, they just do like kind of a relaxed interview.
Oh.
While eating chicken.
But the setting is they're sitting there eating chicken wings. Wings
oh,
and they get
okay.
a bit spicy, and that's I think the spicy wings add as a bit of a comic relief, you know, because people
Got
are
it.
Crying and they're like yeah. panting like dogs. It's all pretty funny. Anyway, during her appearance on this like YouTube show, she stirred up a bit of controversy regarding her obligatory job before. For fame chat. You know, they always have it, you know. Oh, back when I was a starving singer, I used to pack bags at Harris Farm or, you know, whatever
okay.
it is.
Yeah.
The classic. They've all got a story like that. So, Sydney's was working as a tour guide at Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. That checks out, kind of.
Well, yeah. she's trying to, guess, like, get into the industry adjacent.
Yeah,
right?
you're in the business. Oh, yeah. yeah. And you put on your resume. Work at Universal Studios. They
yeah.
go, oh, great.
I'm on
exactly.
the
so,
yeah.
what she said is, I love tour guides at Universal. I memorize the entire thing. So I was there for a little bit, and this is of course before landing her role in Sharp Objects, which launched her career. Mm. But people online are just saying she's flat out lying. So
really?
Lots of people have jumped on like TikTok and on like X and all those kind of like social media forums, and they're basically saying that, you know, they're questioning the legitimacy of her answers regarding Sean Evans' questions around Universal Studio. You know, like, oh, yeah.
What was it like? Did you ever get tips or something
yeah,
like that?
You know,
yeah.
I answered all those questions and they're like, nope, wrong. The other thing as well is that no one has said that they worked with her at Universal Studios. Not one person. So everyone's like, I was there at the time she says she was there.
She wasn't
I don't remember
there.
At all. There's like, there must be at least half a dozen cases online where like, people like, she was never there.
Maybe she was like one of those invisible personal assistants or like a janitor or something.
No,
you don't know.
She said she was tour guide.
She was doing the tour guide.
Really?
That's what she said.
You'd be out there chatting to people every day.
Oh.
Here's the next thing though. is she just lying about that, or like mistaken on the details, or is she trying to like paw wash herself to make herself, oh, look, I've come from humble beginnings, but really she's, you know, a bit of a nepo baby?
I think, yeah, well, that's why I think she's trying to perhaps hide. The problem is, I feel like as like regular everyday punters, mm-hmm. we'd prefer if they just admitted and acknowledged that their life is different to ours.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Because like, why are you trying to pretend that you've come from these humble beginnings if you have not? It just seems like you're not only insulting the struggle that some people go through, but also their intelligence at the same time. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah,
you know?
Two insults, one comment.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? But yeah, not one person yet has come out online and been like, yeah, I remember, you know, she was in the break room, she used to have tuna every day. I was like, no yeah. one said anything yet. So it looks like she's been telling a few porkies.
Jury is still out.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
Yesterday, I was planning on a little banh mi lunch, right?
Treat yourself.
However, banh mi plans cancelled.
Why?
Well, my wife Emmy was like, I've had enough banh mi.
Oh, that's controversial.
The red flag is flying. It's flying pretty high.
Time for something different. So I said, all right, what about, because I was thinking, I want like meat and stuff wrapped in bread.
Yes.
What about kebab?
Cappadocia.
Well, that's what I said. Anyway, she got there and said, oh, Cappadocia wasn't that busy, so I went Oasis.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, fair enough.
Right.
Apparently, like, because I've always noticed at night, Cappadocia is the busiest, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, I have a theory. Oasis, busy by day. Cappadocia, busy by night.
You reckon?
I think, like, the office workers and stuff are Oasis eaters.
Okay.
And then, like, the party goers are Cappadocia eaters.
That's interesting. Must taste different then.
Well, this is what I'm theorising. Stephen, you seem unsure about the whole situation.
I just think that perhaps those that are at Oasis don't know what they're missing out on. Cappadocia do have, undoubtedly, in my opinion, the best chips in all of Newcastle and the Hunter.
Well, that's right.
Have you only ever eaten these chips, though, while you've been drunk?
No. Because now I live in Hamilton. I live very, very close. I'm talking, like, less than a kilometre away from, like, Oasis Village.
Oh. So you've eaten, like, the Cappadocia chips with zero, like, a zero alcohol rating.
Yeah, I could blow no dramas in the little machine.
Okay, yes. All right.
So, anyway, this is my theory.
Yep.
Oasis by day, Cappadocia by night. It was a great kebab.
I can't believe Emmy's thought process of, like, oh, there's no one at Cappadocia, so I better go wait in line at Oasis. wouldn't you be licking your lips thinking, how good's this? There's no one in line?
It's just, you know, like, it's one of those things where if you see a busy restaurant, you think, must be good. That's her line of thinking. Anyway, new theory out there. Big if true. That's all I'm saying.
She makes a lot of sense. All right, boys, I've had a bit of a thought this week and I'm going to need your help as well as Newcastle's to solve this. So this weekend I've been asked again to go down to Sydney. That's where my brother and his beautiful wife live, and they have two gorgeous dogs. They've got basketball and, like, things to do this weekend. So they're like, oh, can you come down and house sit for us and look after the dogs?
I'm so sorry for them having to live in Sydney.
Well, that's hard.
Well, and also they're out of town. They have to go somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you have to house sit.
Okay. Yeah, they've got to go down the south coast. So they're staying for a few nights. So tonight and Saturday night, it's my turn to look after the beautiful palace down in Camden. So
right, okay, the palace.
Yeah.
Ooh, la la.
Feels
sounds
like
fancy.
It to me. Yeah, that's right. So, but I've done this plenty of times before, okay? I'm no stranger to house sitting. The thing is, though, like, they're family, right? You never ask anything in return for family. But they never give me any money towards fuel or, like, to pay for tolls or anything like that. And it can be expensive heading down the M1 and things like that.
Easy costs you $50, surely.
Easy. More. Just in fuel. Mm. And then also, you know, there's, like you said, tolls and stuff. That's another $10 at least, probably, each way. So you're at $70 out of pocket. Plus, your whole weekend
is gone.
And you don't get a cent. Not a single brass razoo.
I mean, again, you do it out of the kindness and love of your heart for family. You do anything for family, right? But there are some times that I feel just not well deserving. Well, they don't deserve me sometimes because I need to get some compensation for this. I mean, you wouldn't babysit for free, would you? Like, you would expect some type of fee or maybe a treat for your services.
Yeah, look, something very convenient next door or whatever you might. But driving to Sydney, take your whole weekend, all the fuel costs. You deserve something.
That's right.
Money, I reckon.
So, I mean, it's like a, also a kind of a free getaway, isn't it? Like a little staycation for me. But the thing is, though, I don't want to have to pay for food or drinks or anything like that. I'm already too much out of pocket. And I do like to kind of look in their fridge and their freezers and stuff and see what little treats they have so that I can, you know, have something nice, a little cheeky to eat. But the thing is, though, I have walked away from doing all these babysitting stints and I'm like, surely I should, you know, maybe raid the fridge a little bit, maybe take something home, maybe like a bottle of wine, just for my efforts, you know, like a goodie
yourself.
Bag. Yeah, but then I feel guilty. So I just don't know whether or not I should just take a couple of items from their pantry and things like that just for, what do you reckon?
What you're alluding to is... Is it okay to take things home with you?
Yes.
I think while you're there, you can probably eat their food.
Sure.
But are you allowed to take a takeaway bag of, what are you suggesting? A bottle of wine?
Maybe two.
A couple of bottles of wine.
Well, you got to take the one you've opened because that's no good for them. And then maybe one for the road.
A compensation one.
I don't think you can take stuff with you. I think you can eat while you're there, but you can't take away. Stephen, what do you reckon?
My natural instinct is, and I don't want to incriminate myself too much on air, but I feel like it's no different than a hotel.
Okay.
So I feel like you can take a couple dunny rolls if you want. Take that wine. Take a towel if you want. Whatever. You know, if you've used the towel. I'll take it home and wash it for you. All that
Never
kind of
gear.
Never
be seen again.
I reckon you can take yourself a goodie bag. And don't just stop there. I can get yourself a bit of a half grocery shop for the week. Take some stuff out the freezer if they've got a nice cut of meat in there or something. Chuck that in an esky bag. Or you can treat yourself. You're not getting paid.
Yeah, I know. But my worry is... You know, my brother's got my phone number, so he'll probably be hounding me like, where is all my steaks? Where is my toilet paper? You've taken things from us. What are you doing? But so, yeah.
You go, where's my time and money?
Ooh, yeah.
From your description, though, I don't know if they'll be missing it at the Camden Palace. I mean, if you do live in a palace like that, I feel like you won't miss a few steaks, you know? You won't notice these items gone missing from your inventory.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is the debate, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Is it right or wrong to take a takeaway bag when you've done a free weekend of dog sitting?
They should have paid you. They should have paid you. And if they didn't want to nick all their stuff, they should have given you real cash. That's what I think.
At least a per diem, you mean. I think you can eat while you're there.
Okay.
To your heart's content. You know, till you're full, but you can't take away. That's where I'm leaning towards.
Okay. Well, let's get Newcastle on the phones, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, we'll head first to Madawi. Morning, Gabby. How's things?
Good morning, guys. I'm actually really well, thank you. Happy Friday.
And fantastic. To you and yours as well. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this one?
Oh, so I think while you're there... Mm-hmm. Especially because it's paid and, you know, it's about making yourself at home. You can have things while you're there, but I wouldn't actually necessarily take things away with you.
Ooh. There you go. Another Novocastrian thinking you shouldn't be paid for your work. It's unbelievable, Lara.
Not even a
packet of chips. Encouraging free labour. I can't believe it.
Make you sad.
Let's
okay.
go next to Katara. Jody, what are your thoughts?
Hi. I think... she should actually send a message and sort of butter up her brother and say, hey, thanks, bro, you know, I appreciate you asking me to babysit, la, 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 and say, I'm just treating myself to some steak, some wine, some chocolate. Just say, and you go, no worries, treating yourself doesn't mean you're actually taking. And then just say, I'll have the wine, I'll have half the wine, rest goes in the bag, and then it's all good.
You know what I'm hearing here, though? It's in the wording, right? So it's kind of like telling my brother, okay, so I am going to take something, but instead of saying taking, I'm treating. I like this.
What I'd be doing is accidentally sharing my bank details. Whoops, didn't mean to send that message to you. Anyway, had a great time babysitting for you on the weekend.
Helping you out anytime you need.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Money, money, money. Deluxe.
Yeah, let's do it. Your final chance to win one of New FM's famous back-to-school packs, if you don't mind. 4967405 is the magic number. Lowest to Lux is the game. Pretty simple. Basically, we give you three items. You've got to rank them from the least expensive to the most expensive. And of course, you do that in the correct order. You walk away with all the school supplies basically you need for the year. The pens, the pencils, glue, scissors, all that kind of ruler, you know, all that kind of stuff. Plus, New FM's famous drink bottle.
Money can't buy. People try, but they cannot buy.
All right, should we meet our guest contestant vying for this prize this morning?
Of course.
Let's go.
All right, we'll head to Cessnock. Morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Happy Friday. Much planned for your weekend?
Happy Friday to you too. I'm just heading to the airport to go to Canberra, actually.
Oh, nice for some.
Down the can.
Multitasking to the max.
Yeah, well, okay, we won't hold you too long there. It sounds like you've got quite a busy morning. Mm. We are going to play Lowest to Lux, though. You understand how the game works, Jenny?
Yes, I would pick the lowest price to the highest.
You've Excellent. Got it. You're on top of this. All right, well, best of luck. I've got the three items for you. Here we go. Your first item, Jenny, is 300 grams of marinated feta, herb and garlic at Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Mm. Delicious.
Nice. That sounds good.
All right. Second one is a GoPro Hero 12 in black.
Mm.
And your phone.
What's that?
A GoPro camera. GoPro Hero 12 in black.
Oh, a camera.
Yeah, you cannot be Googling this.
No, car. Not while driving and playing Lowest to Lux.
All right. And
I actually pulled over, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. And your last one is?
A GoPro camera. So we've got a GoPro camera.
Yep, and your final one is 700 mils of Bimbajan Signature 2014 Palmer's Lane Semillon.
Ooh, that sounds like a good night, actually.
Yeah. Their drop of white, obviously.
Hard.
So you've got the marinated feta, the GoPro camera, and you've got the 700 mils of white plonk.
Yeah, so I'd go the marinated feta first.
Right, okay.
Then it's got to be a choice between the other two.
You are correct.
The wine could be, so I'll go wine second and the camera third.
All right, we're locking that in. So, Jenny, I can let you know to start with, you got the marinated feta from Hunter Bell Dairy Co. as your least expensive. That comes in at $15.50.
Okay. Mm.
So you need next the signature Semillon from Bimbajan to be more than $15.50. That comes in at $65. So now,
oh no, I've stuffed it up.
To walk away with the goodies, with everything, the GoPro Hero 12 Black, you need it to be more than $65. You think you've stuffed it up? It's $649.95.
You have. I was thinking the wine was $25 or something.
Oh,
well, and the camera might be $100.
No, you've absolutely smashed it. Well done. You've walked away with.
For my grandchildren.
They'll be all sorted for the year and you'll be a very popular grandparent.
That's right.
Well done. Very, very well done indeed. Not only have you driven to the airport, you've also won a prize. Now you've got to fly to Canberra. What a morning. And only local winners here as well, which is what we're so proud of.
New FM. The Novos. The
Novos. Now, we did hear in the news about this bar that's opened at Wynyard Station in Sydney, right in the railway station.
How cool is that?
I guess if you're early for your train or you miss your train or you're early then miss your train.
because you're at said bar.
Perfect opportunity, right? But it got me thinking, that's down in Sydney and, you know, they reckon they're all that down there. Mm. But we should have our own little local bars here in Newcastle at the stations.
Yeah.
I agree.
I thought, you know, around the team we can do a bit of a brainstorming session and come up with the solution to that.
Yeah, this kind of tickled by all my creative juices, I suppose, when you suggested this idea. So, close to home here and close to, obviously, the Sandgate Bunker, where we work here at New FM, we've got Sandgate Station.
Yeah,
so I think we should have one there if I have to catch the train after work. So I'm calling this the Sandgate Slug-In is the name of my bar here at the Sandgate Station. Nice. Now, the market I think I'm kind of going to use or I'm going to market to is uni kids. Hopefully they're coming up the bypass from Jesmond.
Sure.
I'm thinking like cheap drinks, live music.
Oh yeah, that's quite good.
And ooh, I've got a couple drink specials which I've already come up with.
Fantastic. Nice.
So the first one I've got, I'm calling it the Cemetery Sleeper, because of course it's next to the cemetery there. Sandgate,
I love
station.
That. Yeah.
So basically, this is what the Sandgate Slugging sells. It's what they're calling basically their Long Island iced tea. Essentially, right, as much alcohol as you could legally get into a tall glass. And this will be marketed as the drink that'll send you to sleep in the cemetery.
I love that.
It totally
brilliant
would too.
The other one I've got is I've made up a cocktail to serve at the Sandgate Slug Inn. Mm. Now, this is like the radioactive green of Midori mixed with Red Bull to create what I'm calling swamp water. So we've got the Sandgate swamp here.
Perfect.
I think it'll be of similar colour. It'll taste a lot better, obviously.
That's disgusting.
And this is a nod to the Sandgate swamp, which can be smelt from far and wide. A bit of an icon here.
It is, certainly. And the mozzies that come across from it are also famous.
That's my idea for the Sandgate Sluggy.
That sounds fun. I'd go to that bar.
There I actually go would too. That's very clever from you, Stephen. Okay, well, I've got kind of two suggestions. So Warrabrook Station, so speaking of uni kids as well, so that's the one that is kind of like behind the uni near the forum there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like hundreds of students that catch a train from there. So, you know, because it's obviously uni, you've got to study hard, so you could call it the Sip and Cram. So cram for all your, all your essays and stuff. Signature drink, though, could be the Shortland Slammer, because the Shortland building is just one of those kind of eatery hubs and stuff on campus.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So call that that. And then Fassy Fern. So if anybody doesn't know where Fassy Fern is, it's kind of near Charlton Christian College there. It's like one of the main stops on your way into like Sydney Central, right?
Yeah.
It's very popular. Lots of travellers go there. So you could call it like, call the bar Bush Boozin', because it's like right in the middle of like heaps and heaps of bush area. Like, it is dangerous in bushfire season, but yeah. And then your kind of little cocktail could be called the Sassy Fassy. You know,
that's a good bit here. I enjoy that.
Got some good ideas knocking about the team, don't we?
Yeah. And one more to wrap it up. I thought Broadmeadow, right? It's in there. Obviously, in Hamilton itself, you've got so many like fancy bars these days. Mm. All, you know, a bit flash, a bit edgy and
ooh
stuff.
Ooh la la.
Exactly. But I thought we need a bit of an old school place. We could have the Broadmeadow Boozer.
Right, okay.
Only two drinks available.
Okay.
So, icon of the area in Broadmeadow is the like hardware store Saddington's.
Okay.
So I thought you could have the Saddington Super Dry is the beer.
Okay.
And only one liquor available. It's right there, of course, Lambton Road's the main road through there.
Yeah.
It's just called Lambton Road Liquor.
Oh, dear.
So you can have only one of two drinks, you know, blue singlets or other singlets preferred. And it's an old school Broadmeadow Boozer.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
How's this for a feel-good Friday launch as well? Exclusive here with the Novos.
Exclusive.
So Valentine's Day is like a week and a half away.
Yay!
So a PSA, if you haven't sorted out your stuff yet, sort it out,
Stephen.
Yes, gentlemen.
But if you're looking at the calendar and thinking, oh, no, I don't have anyone special to spend Valentine's Day with, fret not, because we're going to look after you here at New FM. We're currently looking for 18 single males and 18 single females for our Valentine's speed putting.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is so good.
This is going to be cool. So on Monday the 12th of Feb, we'll be putting on, I've had to read this, it's not my joke, putting on the pizzas and the drinks at Rippert Golf Broadmeadow as our singles enjoy a quick chat over 18 holes of putt-putt golf.
Now, I'm not seeing that on the script. I think you have done that joke, Stephen.
No, no.
You're trying to put it off on someone else.
That's outrageous. I would not claim that at all. So if you want to join in the fun, newfm.com.au is the place to go. But basically, 18 holes, 18 singles, you roll through and you get to meet everyone. You might meet someone special.
This is probably the most relaxed and fun way of speed dating I've ever seen.
It's very, it is chilled out, isn't it?
A lot no of pressure.
Speed dating, it's all dimly lit and all that sort of thing. You're thinking, oh God, what's going on here?
So yeah, head to newfm.com.au, fill out the details as well, and our, I guess, matchmakers, they'll do all the science behind the scenes and try and find you someone compatible for this Valentine's Day. A lot of fun. Make sure you register. It should be good.
Now, the holidays have just ended. We all know this. The little kiddies have returned back to school.
Have fun.
That's fantastic.
Parents are all high-fiving. off you go as they wave goodbye.
We're going to miss you.
Leave me in peace. That's it. Which also means there was probably a couple of playtime mishaps, a few injuries on the playground or while you're out having some fun, kicking a ball or something with your family and also your siblings, right?
Well, the problem is it's always like rainbows and daisies and butterflies for the first couple of weeks of school holidays.
Yeah.
But then Christmas comes.
Exactly.
In the lead up to toys. Yeah, you can play with them for a week or two after.
But inevitably, you become a little bit bored in the last couple of weeks, which is where you do tend to find yourself in trouble, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. You end up hurting each other accidentally most of the time. But, but that's the thing. Like, you know, I'm not immune to this. I remember, you know, when I was younger, you know, I have an older brother, right? I made my tough, big, stocky older brother cry, right? So basically, just a little story. We, I don't know how old we were, but we just watched one of the Karate Kid movies.
Oh, no.
And my brother and I are notorious for acting out scenes from movies. We love to play act and things like that. So we're like, oh, we should try a couple of karate moves on each other and act out a scene.
Nothing, what could go wrong?
No, well, that's right. Anyways, it's not the first time this has happened, and I think I overplayed my role and I ended up kicking my brother in the groin. He was on the floor for a good 20 minutes in tears.
You feel like throwing up.
To this day, he hasn't had kids.
Real.
He actually hasn't, so I don't know.
Some real method acting from you, Ari. While yours is like, I guess, a David versus Goliath type story, I was the older, I guess, cowardly big brother.
Yours was more of a Goliath versus David.
Picking on my younger sibling. I remember playing backyard cricket with my brother. I'm older and I guess you got more physical gifts as you hit puberty earlier. And anyway, we're playing backyard cricket. I reckon I hit him around the backyard for about 200 and something before retiring. And I was like, you know what? You can have a bat as there's low light. He can't see. I was like, in you go. You have a bat. Started bowling at him. Skittled him first ball. Knocked him out. He was like, I'm not playing anymore. I've had enough. Fair enough. He's been chasing the ball all night. But as, you know, like a kid, I was like, nah, this isn't good enough. You have to play. We're playing a test match, two innings each.
Oh, God.
So he's like, no, not playing. He went to walk off. I threw the bat at him. Back of the head. Trip to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, the panic you have as well. Both he's like, you know, rolling around in pain. I'm like, shh, it's all right. You can hit me with the bat. It's all right. We'll make it even.
Don't tell mum.
All that kind of gear. But sometimes, like we've alluded to there, you just get in trouble with your siblings, don't you? And
yeah.
You just, injuries happen, mishaps happen, and it does tend to, I guess, happen more frequently at the end of the holidays.
All right.
It does.
4967-4105. Sibling injuries. Was it an all-time great, like, you know, Ari and Stephen story, you remember even as an adult? Or have you got a couple of kids who have gotten into it at the end of the school holidays and injured each other?
All right, let's head to Chisholm. Morning, Belinda. Tell us the sibling injury story.
Yes, well, it was me to my brother, actually.
Uh-oh.
I'm 6 years older than my brother.
Yep.
And when he was little old, one-year-old, I thought it'd be a great idea to slam the drawer shut while his fingers were in the way.
Ouch.
God. And does he have those fingers still, or did that cut him off?
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, well, that's what you would have been telling Mum.
Don't worry.
It's not that bad.
It's fine.
Stop crying. Sook on. All that kind of, I used all that gear as an older sibling as well. Do not
worry. He's blowing it up. He's trying to get a gift out of it or something like that. All right, let's go to Cardiff next. Dylan, what's your story?
Hi, mate. When I was younger, probably about 10, my younger brother, he was probably about 7, we were sitting down at the kitchen table eating spag bowl for dinner.
Ooh.
And he disappeared for a bit and come back, and next thing you know, he stabbed me in the side of the face with a screwdriver.
What?
Now, you tell this story, Dylan, as if it's an unprovoked attack.
Yeah.
I'm going to hazard a guess that it wasn't quite unprovoked.
It was a little unprovoked. No, I had more spaghetti bolognese than him. That's his excuse anyway.
Oh, my God.
You know what? When your mum cooks a mean spag bowl, and you'll attest to this, Ari, sometimes it's worth a stabbing with a screwdriver.
It is. Don't touch it. Yeah.
I don't think that sentence has ever been said before.
Harvey Norman, your back-to-school and uni computer experts in Newcastle and the Hunter. Win a laptop a day. With 105.3 New FM.
Well, it is the final day of Laptop a Day. Everyone's so excited around this. And, of course, we're helping students get ready for the new year with new laptops. Let's meet another person on the standby list.
Hello.
Hello, is this Melissa?
Yeah, it is.
It's the Novos from New FM. How you doing?
Hi.
Thank you. How are you?
Look, the reason that we're calling up is we just wanted to chat with you about Laptop a Day.
Yes, I applied for my daughter.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us why she's so deserving?
She's special. I don't even know how to describe her, but she is such an amazing kid. She's got her head screwed on more than any child I've met.
Oh, that's so good. Yes. What are some of the great things she's doing?
Well, at the moment, she's starting her own candle business called Charlotte's Candles.
What?
Oh, my God.
Cheeky plug on the radio, if you don't mind.
I love that. I love supporting entrepreneurial kids. How old is she?
She's 11.
Wow, there you go.
Brilliant.
So, I mean, you need a flashy laptop to set up all your, you know, your website and be able to promote online. That's where it is these days. You reckon that laptop will help, you know, kind of get that business running?
Well, she makes her own little inspirational stickers that go on the front of all of her candles.
Oh. This is so good. And you know what?
She's always having to steal my laptop when I'm there so she can design her tickets. Having her own would be amazing.
So it'd be a gift for her, but also a gift for you. You get to get your own laptop now.
Well, I'm all in favour of that. Like I said, I love kids getting out there doing the entrepreneurial thing. You are in the draw, so good luck and hopefully you come out a winner.
UFM.
The Novos.
I went on a little excursion yesterday, team.
Ooh.
So my partner Siobhan and I, we went to Spotlight, the one at Bennett's Green there, in that little like builder centre. So they've got like the Nick Scully there as well, and it's not far from where the Bunnings is. The KFC's there as well. I mean, that's not very good for building, but it is good for my belly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vaughn needed some new yarn for a vest she's making. She's very like crafty. She like likes to do a lot of that stuff
and knitting and stuff.
Lots of handmade crochet, knitting and stuff like that. So often we find ourselves at Spotlight. And if I was a real estate agent, I've been to Spotlight a few times in the last couple of weeks. I would start marketing houses and apartments as a Spotlight feel.
Okay.
So bear with me.
Because
I feel like if you market your place as a Spotlight feel, you can say it like Spotlight simultaneously feels empty while also being busy. So you'd never be on top of your family. You'd never, you know, like basically what I mean is as you walk through the aisles of Spotlight, and it's not really aisles, it's kind of built in a square.
It's open plan, really, isn't it?
As you walk through the shop, it's like quite eerie. Like, you don't see another person. It smells a little bit like a retirement home. Like, it is. It's got a little bit of a weird smell to it. And they don't play any music there either. There's nothing like, you know when you got, like, Coles or Woolies or something?
Yeah, there's a little music going.
They've got little, like, tunes going. They don't play any music at Spotlight. So it's like you feel like you're constantly whispering to the person you're there with because you don't want to break the silence. You know, like, you feel like there's this, I don't know, like it's silent for a reason. And as soon as you walk in, you're like, all right, well, I have to be quiet now as well. It's quiet time. I don't know, like,
you don't want to disturb.
You don't want to disturb the peace, I suppose. Yeah.
It's a library of shops, really, isn't it?
So basically, as you do your whole shop, you'll pass, you won't pass another human. You do your whole shop, you walk through, you
get true.
Your bits and bobs, you never run into, there's never like, you know at Cole sometimes you're like, oh, thank you, as you like, go past someone else's trolley, or, oh, sorry, mate, as you're ducking around. None of those dramas at Spotlight, because you won't run into another person until you go to check out, and mysteriously there is 15 people waiting every time at the counter. The line's always snaking around, and you're like, where have these people come from? This is what I mean. Start marketing houses and apartments as a Spotlight feel. You have 15 people in there and feel like there's no one.
Oh, you know,
space,
that's
a bit of a TARDIS type feel, you know?
It's interesting. That smell is a very, it is a very unique Spotlight smell, isn't it? It's almost as if you've got some like garlic and onions in a bowl, like a fruit bowl on the counter. It's not offensive, but you know they're there.
It is, yeah. I feel like you could, if I was ever in a hostage situation, they blindfolded me and they took me into a spotlight, it's a secret, like a closed spotlight.
And then you got your phone.
I got my phone quickly, I'm in a spot. I don't know which spotlight. I'm in a spotlight.
I'm definitely in a spotlight.
How do you know that? I can smell it.
And the person on the phone go, yeah, that makes sense. We'll start searching for all the spotlights.
It is just, it's got this weird feel about it. But yeah, like I said, I don't know how, where all these people, all of a sudden, as soon as you want to check out, it's where they pop up out of nowhere, paid actors or something, just to wind. I feel like I'm getting Truman Show. There's 15 people all of a sudden lining up, and there's some little old lady behind the till who doesn't know how to use a computer, manually type, because everything's like per square meter in Spotlight.
That's
so
right.
There's
no barcodes. It's difficult to work out.
So they type it in one by one. Now, what was the code for this one again?
Oh, I can't looking through remember. A book
the
or book. Something.
Yeah, we've got the code book, that's right.
Because it's. I think that they hire the people based on they're great with fabric.
Oh, and they're so fantastic. Knowledgeable. You're
that's
right.
No, every bolt of fabric and they can cut through it perfectly and all that.
But because they're good at fabric, they're also from a generation where, like, you had to be handy and make your own stuff and make do and make it fix. That's not the computer generation.
Certainly. They need a couple of Gen Zers on the...
just on the tips of... Yeah.
You know what, though? You just need to have a little patience when you're lining up. Hey, at least they're trying to make sure that they're doing it right.
Yeah, I guess. So I'd rather just get through quicker, I think.
All right. So this is very interesting. So footage has emerged. A Broncos NRL player, Reese Walsh, actually catching a spiral pass from US NFL legend Tom Brady, who's actually in the country at the moment.
Yeah, what's he doing? A speaking tour or something like that? Yeah. Is he getting paid millions of dollars to say, yep, I'm good at football. Brilliant.
And I did it for ages.
Yeah, photo ops, things like that. So, yeah, he was speaking at an event in Brisbane, which is where this happened. So, yeah, so catching a spiral pass on stage and, you know, it was incredible. You got to see it. And then also, Aussie cricketer Steve Smith. We all know Steve Smith. He's just a legend. He's also gone viral for returning a serve against tennis world number one Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, so it's a couple, I guess, people dabbling into a sport that they're not professional in. They're not known for, right?
Well, that's right. You know, they're different star athletes dipping into each other's fields here. So it made me think about kind of our non-athletic, kind of mediocre lives in a certain way.
Hang on, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. Jeez.
So, what celeb would you go toe-to-toe with? That's what I'm going to ask is.
Okay, well, I've been pretty open in documenting my, I guess, dream of competing at the Brisbane Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. So, I've, you know, quickly running out of time, 10 years or something like that I think I've got, but I've said that I reckon I could make the Olympic team for pistol shooting. So,
oh, yeah.
I reckon I could take on Newcastle's very own Dan Repicoli.
Oh, okay.
As if. Yeah, as if. He's a four-time Olympian, about to be a fifth. Whoop-de-doo. He's...
come on. How many times have you ever shot a pistol?
None. But his field of choice, right?
He's come like, on.
His discipline of choice is 10 and 50-metre air pistol shooting. Now, over 10 metres, I reckon my bullet doesn't even have that much chance to deviate. I reckon, like, you know, over a long distance, fair enough, you know, you got to worry about drop and all that kind of... 10 metres, doddle. I reckon... And, you know, Dan Repicoli, he's getting towards the end of his career. He's washed. He's finished.
You think you can beat him with zero experience between now and Brisbane?
Time for a new Novakastrian to take the throne of air pistol shooter, I reckon. It's a call out to Dan Repicoli.
You're such a drama hound, aren't you?
I reckon I can genuinely do it.
Okay. Well, if you can do pistol shooting, then I'm going to take kind of a page out of your book and go with sports as well.
Okay.
Our one and only from Newcastle, Emily Van Egmond. She's the Matilda's star. She's played
here we
overseas.
Go.
Soccer, just amazing player, right? So she's a midfielder. I used to play soccer. I played A grade once in my life. I've been trained by the best gaddies in the business, so...
You are not better at soccer than Emily Van Egmond.
Have you seen me do the Maradona trick with a soccer ball? You have not seen my skills.
Having never seen you play and having seen Emily Van Egmond play a handful of times, fairly certain that she's a better footballer than you.
That's all right.
You guys are fantasizing. I'm giving you both this.
All right, well, should we head to the producer booth?
Yeah.
Right, we'll get Scotchy B. Frappell, our favourite producer, in. Have you got an athlete or a celebrity, perhaps, you reckon you could take down in their chosen discipline?
Oh, absolutely. I reckon I have a keen eye for talent, so put me on Australia's Got Talent.
Yep.
I will be there, and I will pick the next superstar.
You want to? You think you could be a judge on AGT?
Or any of them. I reckon I could take on Simon Cowell. I reckon I can get a bigger talent than One Direction.
You know what? I reckon that's achievable. Cheers.
So do I.
I reckon Simon Cowell, he's lucked into a job, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
He's got
to
go.
That's the thing.
I'll sit there and judge people. Why not?
Yeah, you do it here every day, so, you know, you'd be great for it. Good practice.
There you go. For me, I reckon I'm going to pick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, here we go.
Sorry.
That's a big laugh. Come on, give me a break. Okay, not for the athletic side of things. Mm-hmm. I will admit, I don't think I can beat him in, like, arm wrestling or whatever.
Right.
He's probably got me there.
So, what, are you going into politics or something?
No, acting.
Right, okay.
Have a look at him. All he does, I'll be back. Get to the chopper. All, I've done it better just then. I haven't even practiced. Like, it's so, his acting skills, when you have a look at him, not that brilliant. It's just all because of his muscle. And then people get distracted by that and they don't even look at his acting. I could beat him.
You know what? I reckon plausible as well.
Acting's not that hard. Actors bang on about, oh, it's so difficult, you know?
There you go.
All you do is, you're Stephen, right now you're talking, yeah? And sitting, that's it. That's all you have to do, except standing.
Yeah, well, that does add a little bit of labour. I think one that we could all beat in their chosen field, so I reckon we're all better cooks than Brooklyn Beckham. Isn't he a fraud?
That is ridiculous. Definitely. Anyone can cook better than Brooklyn Beckham.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage.
New FM's best seats in the house.
All right, team, it is a feel-good Friday and there is nothing better than giving away some prizes to Nova Castrians, only local winners. And, of course, we've been giving away family passes to the Jets game this Saturday all week, but now we've got some tickets that are a bit more special, the best seats in the house. So let's call up our lucky winner.
Hey, Michael speaking.
G'day, Michael. This is Stephen from New FM. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm calling you with my fellow Novos, Grebo and
Hello.
Ari. We're calling you about your entrance for New FM's Best Seats in the House. Do you remember chucking an application for this?
I sure did.
Yeah, of course you'd remember something like that. Well, we do have another home game this Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff against Melbourne Victory. Got a couple seats available. Would you like us to put your name on them, Michael?
I would certainly love that, yeah.
Yeah, let's chuck your names on. Congratulations. Yeah. You are going to be sitting basically pitch side there. Best seats in the house. Have you managed to get to many Jets games this year?
A few. Not as many as I would have liked. So that sounds awesome.
Amazing. What great news. Well, enjoy. You'll be there just absolutely living it up. The envy of all the other fans, no doubt.
Absolutely. Is the family big fans as well?
Yeah, they are, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, perfect. You'll be very popular around the house, mate. Congratulations. We'll let you go and tell the family the good news. But, yes, Saturday night in Don Jones Stadium, you'll be there. Best seats in the house. Well done, Michael.
Awesome. Thank you.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
This TikToker has gone viral because they've come up with a new way to sneak a bit of extra baggage onto a flight.
Right,
so obviously, a lot of these flights where it's hand carry only, very, very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get a deal like, you know, $49 Newcastle to Melbourne or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, but it's hand carry only. And you're thinking, well, I'm going for 4 or 5 days. How am I going to take enough clothes?
Yeah, you can't.
That's the thing. But this person is saying what you can do, because on your ticket, right, on the little information, no one reads all that stuff down the bottom, do they?
Mm-hmm.
But what is actually in there is a few extra items you can take, that you're allowed to take onto a plane. One of those is a pillow. So addition to your little bag that you take, you're allowed to take a pillow for rest or whatever.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's nice of them.
Well, yeah. But what this person is saying, you take the pillow itself out of the pillowcase and fill it full of clothes.
Oh.
So it becomes like a makeshift suitcase in a way.
Well, it is.
It's another bag, isn't it?
It's another bag. It's not like under the weigh or like, you know how they often weigh your bag? Like 7.1 kilos. Sure. That'll be $29 extra, sir. Yeah. Mm. And it's always someone with a voice like that.
You got to put on another jacket or five.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My question with this whole stuffing the pillow full of clothes thing is, wouldn't they notice that it is actually clothes in it? Or do you have to fold them a certain way to make sure it's not lumpy? Or would they have to go through a conveyor belt, though?
They're not checking.
The other thing
they're not?
I wonder, even if they do notice, can they do anything about it? Do they have a leg to stand on?
That's the thing. Because, like, when the security screen, the person that's, like, checking on the little X-ray machine, then that's not, they don't care about that. That's a different person. They work for the airport. They just care that you're not sneaking anything illegal on.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's all they care about. Oh, you've put clothes in it. They're not bothered by that. That's just jackets and stuff. But it's the airline itself that's going to care about. So that's like a little hack so you can get extra clothes on.
That is pretty clever, to be fair.
You could go to, you know, to Bali for 2 weeks. Just
take your pillowcase.
Pillowcase of clothes. Job done. Heaps cheaper. It saves a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not come up with a couple of other hacks that could, you know, make your airline experience a little better?
Okay.
I'm all for this.
Mm. Now, one thing you'll be well aware of, airline food, pretty dull stuff in the homes, isn't it?
For the most part, yeah.
It's a bit boring. And one of the big issues with it is like a lack of theatrics.
What do you mean?
And they always market it as something so incredible, you know? It's like rosemary and thyme, beef sausage. It's just a beef sausage, isn't it?
Yeah.
You throw all the words in front of it if you want. You got bangers and mash.
Yeah. That's right. And it's always in a very, very boring, like, tiny little plastic tray.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, how dull is this? You eat with your eyes a lot. Mm. So I reckon one of the good things you can do is, you know, in very, very fancy, like, restaurants or on TV or whatever, when they're revealing your food, they lift off a big cloche, a silver cloche.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Right? What you can do is you can bring your own cloche onto the plane. So when they put your food down, you put the cloche on and then reveal it to yourself. You're like, wow, look at this. It's so fancy.
Yeah, it's tricking you into thinking it's a fancy meal.
Exactly. You can even put some white gloves on so that you... And great for social media as well. Like you film your own hand lifting the cloche off. You're like, how fancy is this?
Free marketing for the airline. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I took about 30 seconds from this break to go from helpful to absolutely useless. What have you got next?
All right. This is another one, another issue, another problem, right, is when you're on a flight. All the noise and all the light and stuff is often hard to sleep, right? Mm. Or often it's hard to shut out the world from you're trying to, you know, all that noise that's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a good tip, right? What you can do is you can get like a motorcycle helmet, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever worn a motorcycle helmet? Either
yeah.
of you?
Yeah, they're heavy as. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when you're in there, it's very quiet. And also you can't, like, it's got the visor, so it blocks out a lot of the light. And you can put, here's a top tip as well, you can put your phone in on the inside of the visor. It's like you're watching a big screen TV.
Sounds like VR goggles to me.
Except much better and quieter and safer.
Wouldn't that also defeat the purpose of having heavy luggage, though? Like Stephen just said, they are heavy.
No, if you're wearing it, though, that's not part of your luggage.
What you realise is that, quickly, the key to this break is there is no purpose to it. You quickly discovered what's going on here, Ari. Well done. Caught on.
So a couple of top tips for travel. You know, if everyone's looking forward to the next holiday, they just finished that one. The first thing you do is book a new trip. No need to pay for the extra luggage. No need to pay for, like, the fancy upgraded business class food or whatever.
Right,
just wash your own meal. Job done. There's nothing else to it.
Local winners. We had Dylan in Cardiff earlier this morning. Also won himself a family Jets pass to go see the boys play tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium against Melbourne Victory. He told us an awesome story. Sounds quite painful, actually, about a sibling injury whereby his brother stabbed him in the cheek for eating too much spaghetti. That's insane.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Like, when you're a kid sometimes, you know, like, you got maybe, like, you and your siblings, you're like 600 mil of choc meal, you know, like a little to share between you. Honestly, you got the level out to make sure you got the same amount. The rule was out, you know.
Yeah, if one person pours and the other one chooses.
Classic arrangement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, Dylan's household, though, he both poured and chose to be on accident, not being stabbed in the cheek. Unbelievable.
What a story. Yeah. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, enjoy, everyone.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.